views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
The Jen Royster Show, intuitive guidance to inspire your life, is an inspirational hour that'll take you on an epic metaphysical journey to discover the spiritual approach to life's greatest challenges. Dr. Jen Royster is an internationally known intuitive counselor, spiritual teacher, and energy healer. Imagine having the ability to use your innate positive energy to dissolve the stuckness in your life, whether it's emotional, physical, or spiritual, through this incredible dynamic show. Get ready to be transformed from Dr. Jen's live guided healing meditations and intuitive readings, and unveil the power of connecting to spirit, the angels, and your higher self. Dr. Jen is passionate about helping you find the answers you're looking for through an inward journey that'll strengthen your connection to spirit and help you trust your intuition. Now, here's your host, Dr. Jen Royster.
Hello, everyone. Welcome to the Jen Royster Show. I'm Dr. Jen, and it is always wonderful to be here every Thursday at 11 a.m. Eastern, 8 a.m. on the Pacific Coast, here on Transformation Talk Radio and our wonderful station up in Rhode Island, WBLQ. And we have Brian with us as well. So it is just a great pleasure to bring this show to you every week. And I consider it a gift to be here to share with you. So thank you. Today we have a very special guest, a very beautiful, gentle soul, has put a lot of love out into the world. And I'm really honored to bring her onto the show today and share what she does and her passions. And she really, everything that I have read up and studied about her, done my homework, gotten to know her, you feel like you do. Her love just radiates from her soul. It is really beautiful. And who I'm speaking about is Reverend Debbie Doolin. And she's just incredibly amazing. She's got so many books out. Today we're focusing on one that is titled Yoga, Meditation, and Spiritual Growth for the African American Community. And I love what it says on the front. If you can breathe, you can do yoga. And it's about as simple as that. She just puts it right into that nutshell and gets to the point. And, you know, when you put those into your life and anybody can do it, it is pretty amazing. I know I've been doing yoga for a very long time. I love that phrase, namaste, which is always why I end the show that way. Because for those that don't know the meaning of namaste, that is the spirit in me or the light in me is honoring the light in you. And that is us acknowledging that everyone has that light within us. So that's why I say that, if you didn't know what that meant. And I always end my show that way, because that's what I feel like. I want to honor you, the listeners, that this is all audio with radio, but we're honoring. So let me tell you a little bit about Reverend Daya. She provides hope and direction. She has been, like I said, lots of books she's written. She has a center down in Florida that she opened up with her husband. And it's called, I believe it's the Doolin Healing Sanctuary. And there they teach classes in all different types of spiritual modalities. They have spiritual counseling. They do the yoga. And one of the things that I saw, and we're going to let her tell us a lot more in depth of what she's doing with this. But one of the things that I saw was so beautiful on Saturdays, you know, she does open up and she does things like yoga for PTSD or abused women. And also, she is a contact for yoga for vets. Wow. You know, that just touched my heart. It really did, that she's giving a lot out there and a lot of love. And she's been doing this kind of work for, I believe I read in her book somewhere, like 50 plus years. She knows what she's talking about, and she teaches through experience, which I feel is one of the best ways to help another, because you know what they are going through or feel. So with that, I want to welcome my guest today, Reverend Daya Debbie Doolin. Welcome to the show, Daya.
Hi, Jen. Thank you very much. And like you said earlier, it's a it goes both ways. It's an honor to be with you and the listeners and sharing what we have to share, what we are destined to share. So thank you again.
Oh, you're so welcome. Now, you know, yoga, you know, some people feel like they just, it's just too much, you know, like, oh, I can't do that. I'm not very flexible. But you, it's very easy when you just go through this book. I mean, she's got pictures of herself, her family, her students, and these are real people doing this. You are just taking that vice away. Right off the bat, you just like, no, we're not going to use that as an excuse. If you can breathe, you can do it. So can you share a little bit about why and how you came to, you know, going with that and just putting it out there? I mean, what got you started in this?
Well, sometimes when people go into a bookstore, they don't know what they're looking for. I mean, they can't spell it out. But when they see a particular book or it happens to just bounce off the shelf, then they know, they get it in an intuitive sense that this is for them to read or to pick up or share with somebody. Well, I was in a bookshop myself, didn't know why I was there, and this was when I was 21 or so, and a book stood up like it had neon lights all around it. And
I thought that was, I was the only one that happened to. Books just throw themselves at me. I hear
you. And I picked it up and I said, wow. And it was a book written by Jess Stern. And it's called, I don't know if it's still available now, but Yoga, Youth, and Reincarnation. And I didn't know what reincarnation was. I didn't know about yoga. I did know about youth, of course. So I bought it after I looked through it, and I bought it, and it was done with the drawings. It was pencil drawing, black and white, no photos, no nothing. But you could get a sense of how to do the postures.
Mm-hmm.
So I was intrigued by it. And I was intrigued by the person that he interviewed. I don't know her name. But he went to her yoga ashram, stayed there for a while, and he was stiff and he was overweight and everything. But by the time he finished being there, he was a changed person. And I was impressed by his relating all the things he went through, you know, being a newbie.
Mm-hmm.
So I started teaching myself from that book. And then I got to a place where I wanted to know if I was doing the right alignment with the postures and getting what I should get out of it. And I wanted to find someone who could teach me more or adjust what I was doing. And lo and behold, I had been in the process of reading this book. I'd been driving. I was teaching elementary school, and I would drive down this one street to get home, and always they would be this building, of course, it's not going to go anywhere. Mm-hmm. And it said Shivananda Center. It didn't say Shivananda Yoga Center. It just said Shivananda Center. And I kept wondering, just like the book, it kept standing out of all the buildings on the whole block of that street. Go there, stop there. And finally, after many times going by, I stopped, and it was closed. And every time I wanted to stop after that, it was closed. It was always closed, so I couldn't find out anything. One day, I went on a different day, and this little gentleman came to the door when I knocked, and he eventually was to be my teacher. I didn't know it, but golly, he was supposed to be closed. The center was supposed to be closed, and he was there working, doing some things for himself. And his name is Yogi, well, he's passed on, but his name was Yogi Professor Bharat Gajar, and he was from Punjab, India. Cute little accent, cute little man, divine presence.
Oh, I can.
He took me under his wing.
And you know that neon sign happens on the buildings, too. You know, yeah, they just blink and you'll go by. You know, it's interesting sharing what you're talking about. You just know that you're supposed to go that direction, and your tenacity paid off.
Yes.
Okay, I'm going to give it a try. Because the sign doesn't stop blinking at you. You know you mm-hmm. need to go in there for some reason. And it was just an alignment to speak with him. And that's so beautiful. Hold on to that thought, because I really like what you're sharing here, and it's really incredible about that. We're going to take a short break. When we come back, we're going to keep powering on with Reverend Daya Devi Doolin, and about yoga, meditation, and spiritual growth, really for all of us. I mean, this is just amazing things. Stay with us. You're listening to The Jen Royster Show. I'm Dr. Jen. We'll be right back after the break.
This is Victoria Cohen, psychotherapist and soul coach here in Seattle. I'm giving a workshop called Thank Goodness for Gratitude at East West Bookshop, September 21st from 1 to 4. Gratitude works its magic as an antidote to challenging emotions, offering us an uplifting alternative to fear, anger, resentment, envy, regret, and depression.
Call to register for the event at 206-523-3726 or online at eastwestbookshop.com. Heliosophy, sun wisdom for the crystal age. Learn how humanity can align with a solar stream of wisdom coming from the central sun and assist our gradual awakening. Discover how you can accelerate the dawning of a new solar worldview. Get a wider paradigm and prepare yourself for new levels of your own awakening. At MERU University, 2 days online, August 31st and September 7th. Heliosophy, sun wisdom for the crystal age. Register at meruuniversity.org.
Tired of traditional talk? People pontificating about this or that, the left or the right. Sometimes the truth is just all lost in the noise. Tune in each week to Straight Talk with Chuck Gallagher on TransformationTalkRadio.com, Mondays at 2 p.m. Pacific, 5 p.m. Eastern, as nationally known guests talk about what's important to you, your life, your concerns, and your success. Tune in and turn on to Straight Talk with Chuck Gallagher. Visit ChuckGallagher.com for more information.
Hi, everyone. This is Dr. Pat. I am super excited about the Women of Wisdom Fall Harvest Festival coming in October. For those of you out there, if you're a healer, vendor, reader, or earth-friendly educational group seeking to participate in this fall event, well, you get to reserve your space now. Apply by September 15th for the Women of Wisdom Fall Harvest Festival. To participate in this event, email wow@womenofwisdom.org. All right, everybody, we'll see you there.
Tune in to The Jen Royster Show, intuitive guidance to inspire your life, each Thursday at 8 a.m. Pacific and 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This amazing show is an inspirational hour that will take you on an epic metaphysical journey to discover the spiritual approach to life's greatest challenges. Dr. Jen is an internationally known intuitive counselor, spiritual teacher, and energy healer. Call in for intuitive readings and visit JenRoyster.com for more information.
Wondering how to play the game of life and actually win? Stop wondering and start winning the game of life with the unique, incomparable Lynn Brown. Lynn takes everyday aspects of life and infuses them with the magic of soul and passion to help others. She wants to help you next. Lynn offers a myriad of spiritual healing, from chakra clearing, aura healing, to even corporate and business readings. Bring your game face and visit letter R, letter U, Intuit.com or call 844 letter B, Intuit.
No use pretending things can still be right.
Ooh, and I'm dancing again. Thank you, Brian, for that little jig we're doing around the microphones. he's so awesome with that. And, you know, if you're just tuning in, you're listening to The Jen Royster Show. I'm Dr. Jen, and my guest today is Reverend Daya Davy Doolin. And we're sharing what she's been doing for 50 plus years, and she's just got a passion within her heart, and she shares it in such a beautiful gift that she gives out to the world. Yoga, meditation, spiritual growth, all about it. And before we went to break, she was sharing how she got onto this path with yoga, how she started teaching herself, and then she discovered her teacher that was from India. And how long did you study with him?
Oh, I would say about 4 years.
4 years?
About 4 years, and then I moved away from where he was. He was... his center was located in Wilmington, Delaware, and mm-hmm. I moved from there.
Okay, and you're in Florida. Yeah, you're in Florida now, right? That's where your center is, right?
Yes, uh-huh.
Yeah, and you know, now what you emphasize, which I really love, and you do yoga today, obviously. You mm-hmm. are, yep. People, you know, a lot of times don't feel like they can do it, like there is some kind of obstacle in their way. And I'd like for you to elaborate on that a little bit for those people that don't feel like, well, I'm too old, or my back hurts, or I had a bad knee, or I'm not flexible enough, or for me, I'm not tall enough, and I found a way to do that anyway. You know, I know you. I saw where you said, like, you don't have to be a runway model. Well, thank goodness, because I'm only like 5 foot tall, you know. So, but, you know.
Okay.
Yeah, go ahead and share a little bit about that for people that never have tried this, mm-hmm. and
well,
you know how they can.
I have a couple examples. Excuse me for interrupting you. Mm-hmm. I do have a couple of examples of pulling it to you and pushing it away from you. I had a lady come. She had been seeing the postings I've been doing all over, and she finally gave in to calling. That's the first step, calling to get information. Calling mm-hmm. and getting an appointment is the second step. Coming is the third step. Well, once she got here, she took one private lesson, and she decided that it wasn't going to work because of her knees. All right. So mm-hmm. I allowed her, of course, to make that decision. And I even made things, tried to make things a little more comfortable with her, with giving her blocks to work with and blankets to possibly kneel. But her mindset was, can't do this. Another case, actually, a student that was just here yesterday, she had trouble with her knees, trouble with her wrists, and there were some postures that I taught her prior to getting onto her knees, et cetera, and she did those at home. And when she did, it was just a matter of standing in a balancing position on one leg, bringing the other leg up, mm-hmm. grabbing around the knee, and balancing yourself by squishing out your toes and grabbing your toes into the floor almost. Well, she did that enough, and I didn't know she was doing this, but she did that enough once I told her what to do. And so when we were in class yesterday, she was able, for the first time in a year, to do a posture called the camel, which is kneeling on your knees, arching your back, holding your head up, and grabbing the heels of your feet.
Mm.
You know, behind you once you arch your back. And, of course, my eyes flew open.
Yeah, you weren't expecting.
I made a big deal about it. Oh, I was so happy for her. And that's how I get. I get really happy when the student can see for themselves that you can move beyond the mental thoughts that have prevented you from doing it before. And her wrists don't hurt anymore. Her knees don't hurt anymore. And it's because she's been changing her mindset, number one, and then moving into a posture maybe 4 minutes, staying in it for 4 minutes, or 3 minutes, or 2 minutes. You know, mm-hmm. as long as you do something and breathe, of course, mm-hmm. then you can't accomplish anything, because the breath, it just relaxes you, which you know, Jen.
Mm-hmm. It does.
It just takes you to another level, takes you out of stress, it takes you out of pain, takes you out of your mind thought, because you can't think. when you're trying to breathe, you just can't think, and vice versa. You can't be worried.
I have a background in neuromuscular therapy at one time. Okay. You know, I did that for a while. And, mm-hmm. you know, we are trained where, you know, that is all that breath is into. It is, mm-hmm. Connected to your fight or flight mm-hmm. responses and your stress and all that. And it's an automatic switch that if you just start to breathe deeply, like what you do in yoga, and you just use that breath, it'll automatically, you know, basically hit the switch that turns all of that panic and anxiety off.
Yes.
And it's a beautiful thing because you always have your breath with you if you're still
yes.
here, right?
Yes.
And, you know, when people uh-huh. realize, oh, I didn't know that. You're just allowing the breath to settle the system, and it has to respond that way because that's the way we're wired with our nervous system. So
right.
just to support what you're talking about, yoga has been doing this for thousands of years, mm-hmm. Has got that incorporated into this. And the beautiful thing is, you know, the people were coming in, they were curious about it, but you allowed them to find their way through it. You didn't do it for them. You allowed
yep.
them to choose and come. And I am very much the same way with my, you know, they'll call, they'll ask, you know, I'll get the emails. I kind of want a private session. And then mm-hmm. they might think
yes.
about it for a few months and,
right.
and they may or may not, but it really is a big deal for them to make that choice because now the empowerment and the energy is going to support them in making that growth. And that's what you share with this lady. I mean, that's awesome. And I can see why you would be so excited. You didn't know she was practicing it. So
yeah.
It's kind of like cleaning the house before the housekeeper comes or something.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
Uh-huh. You know, how
oh,
many
gosh.
Of you out there listening do that? Come on, you know.
Yeah.
You know? So that's absolutely wonderful. Now, mm-hmm. your center is in Deltona or...
Yes.
Is that right? Deltona,
uh-huh. yes.
Florida, for those that might be in that area, if you want to check it out. And where can they find information about your center? Do you have that on the website or is there numbers? Where can people find out more about these classes? What you're offering for the PTSD abused women or the vets? You know, how can they find things out about this?
There's a phone number that they can, I'll give a phone number. It's 386-532-5308.
Okay.
That's one way to reach me personally. And then we have a website, which is called Paderan, P-A-D-A-R-A-N, paderan.com, P-A-D like David, A-R-A-N,
okay.
paderan.com, and we have books under Paderan Publications that we put out, CDs, and mm-hmm. people can find out, you know, information about what else we do.
Okay. And while we're giving out the contact information, where can they check out or find a copy of your book here, The Yoga
okay.
Meditation and Spiritual
Yoga
Birth?
Meditation. Okay. That's www.amber, like Amber, you know.
Mm-hmm. A-M-B-E-R.
Alert.
Yep.
Yes.
Oh, like Amber
books.
Alert.
Amberbooks.com. Mm-hmm.
Okay. That's amberbooks.com.
Yes.
And that's the book that I have that I'm looking through. And it really is. It just puts you at ease looking through the book. You
mm-hmm.
feel like, well, I can do this.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you really do feel the I can.
Good.
I was, and I apologize. There was an incredible story I just saw a couple of days ago. I wish I could recall the name, but it was a gymnast that, I mean, basically she was adopted.
Mm-hmm.
And her adoptive parents said, never use the word can't.
Oh, my.
Never do that. Well, she really wanted to be a gymnast, and they told her not to use the word can't. Well, she had no legs. She was born with no legs. And she's a gymnast. Now, I know, wrap your brain around that one, but it's amazing. She really proved, don't let anything stop you. It was an incredible
mm-hmm.
story. I apologize. I cannot recall the name of
her. Sure,
but
I can find it.
But it's pretty impressive. She was determined, and she just took that word can't out of her vocabulary. But words have an energy like that. So if you...
Oh, sure.
Yeah, if you start looking where it, you know, you put this list out, you know, you see where you're putting a negative word out, what's the opposite of that, and start switching it to that word. And you could do that with the yoga as well. Now, how what type of yoga do you guys teach there?
I teach what's called Hatha yoga. It's a physical part of yoga. There are many other styles of yoga, but I got involved and just loved the physical part of it.
Mm-hmm.
And so that's where my teacher guided me. I didn't know I was going to be a teacher, and that wasn't my intention. My intention was to stay flexible, mobile, youthful, feeling youthful, and thinking, you know, along those lines. And
mm-hmm.
so that's where yoga has taken me, even farther than
absolutely
I could have ever imagined, you know.
Absolutely. And you'll keep going. You will. I can tell. I can tell. And she has such peace, doesn't she? It's just radiating from her, even in her voice. We're going to take a quick break. We come back and talk a little bit more about why in the world would you even want to do yoga and meditation, and what she shares in her book. You're listening to The Jen Royster Show. I'm Dr. Jen with my guest today, Reverend Daya Devi Doolin, and we're talking about yoga, meditation, and spiritual growth. Stay with us. We'll be right back after the break.
Tired of traditional talk? People pontificating about this or that, the left or the right? Sometimes the truth is just all lost in the noise. Tune in each week to Straight Talk with Chuck Gallagher on TransformationTalkRadio.com, Mondays at 2 p.m. Pacific, 5 p.m. Eastern, as nationally known guests talk about what's important to you, your life, your concerns, and your success. Tune in and turn on to Straight Talk with Chuck Gallagher. Visit ChuckGallagher.com for more information.
When you drive over the bridge into Pawcatuck or right before you enter Westerly, take a look down Cogswell Street. Capizano's Olive Oil and Vinegars is now open. Owners Steve and Suzanne Capizano invite you to their grand opening celebration Friday, September 5th from 4 till 7. It's just what the area needed. The official ribbon cutting is 4:30, and WBLQ will even be broadcasting live. While you're there, you'll learn about the art and science of creating extra virgin olive oils. Enjoy tastings accompanied with crusty bread, fruit, cheeses, and more. There will even be all kinds of giveaways. Capizano's Olive Oil and Vinegars, Cogswell Street, next to Best Eaton in downtown Pawcatuck. Remember, the grand opening celebration is Friday, September 5th from 4 till 7, with the official ribbon cutting at 4:30. That's Capizano's Olive Oil and Vinegars, Cogswell Street, Pawcatuck.
Hi, everyone. This is Dr. Pat. I am super excited about the Women of Wisdom Fall Harvest Festival coming in October. For those of you out there, if you're a healer, vendor, reader, or earth-friendly educational group seeking to participate in this fall event, well, you get to reserve your space now. Apply by September 15th for the Women of Wisdom Fall Harvest Festival. To participate in this event, email wow@womenofwisdom.org. All right, everybody, we'll see you there.
You're invited to the most anticipated live family event of the year. Disney on Ice presents Frozen, presented by YoKids Organic Yogurt. Experience the debut of Anna, Elsa, and Olaf live on ice.
Do you want to build a snowman?
Sing along to the songs that you love. And see Mickey, Minnie, Rapunzel, Nemo, Dory, Woody, Buzz, and more. Live in your hometown.
Disney on Ice presents Frozen, playing Dunkin' Donuts Center Providence, September 10th through 14th. Visit the box office or Ticketmaster.com for tickets.
When it comes to children, maternity, and bridal wear, it can't only be good, it has to be practically perfect. There's only one place for thrifty shoppers. Practically Perfect Consignments in the Spindrift Village on Route 1 in Westerly has an incredible selection of clothing for children of all ages and sizes, and the quality is like new. And yes, they take items for consigning. Owned by mother and daughter Denise and Rachel, Practically Perfect welcomes everyone. Conveniently located at 271 Post Road in Westerly, Rhode Island. And on the web, practicallyperfectconsignments.com.
Hi,
are back. I'm Dr. Jen. If you're just tuning in, this is the Jen Royster Show, and we're talking about yoga, meditation, and spiritual growth with my guest today, Reverend Daya Devi Doolin. And before we went to break, we were sharing some of the ways you could find information about her classes, her healing center, and they do a little bit of everything there. They do spiritual counseling. You said you did the Reiki training. Yeah, they do the Reiki. Training. Oh, Reiki training. Yes, they do classes. And then they also have the yoga. Now, for, you know, what I want to do is talk a little bit about your book, just for those that are interested in checking this book out. Why is this book, where is this book different from other yoga books? What's different about it?
The people, the models that I use in the book are students, and they're not size 2 or size 4 or 8 bodies and mentality. They're average students, average-looking, average-approaching yoga students, and it just blends and melds with the average person who is not a size 2 or, you know, like I was saying, 10 or whatever. And they find when the directions, the steps in the book are so simple and easy, not complicated, and then the pictures show you the end result of where you want to be and what you probably should look like in alignment with the book. And, they're not Olympic yoga students or yoga models. And so it's different. You know, my book is different in that way. It works with the average person who wants to be stress-free, wants to be happy and flexible, you know, in the mind, body, and spirit. So that's why it's different.
Yeah. And I mean, it's you don't feel intimidated at all when you look through it, because that's, you know, first thing I thought of. I went, oh, this is like, you know, it's encouraging because you could do this, you know, really, you can find a way to do this at any age. It's not like I'm too old to start. It's just finding, you know, a way to learn it safely. You know, you don't have to go out there and, you know, overextend or hyperextend a joint or anything like that. Absolutely. And yoga with the meditation combination is the part that I'm drawn to be honest, personally. It takes you to these places that just take you one step at a time and lead you on this incredible journey within yourself. And you discover more and more along the way. It just one thing leads to the next, wouldn't you say?
It really does. And you don't even realize that there is someplace else for you to be or go within your body. And it just comes out because you've made the effort, which is really totally effortless. But you've made the effort in your mind to follow through with the information in my book.
Right. And it does. You really do. And I mean, we're talking simple poses, not the real complicated stuff. We're not talking contortionist poses. We're talking simple poses, simple, gentle poses that are really embracing and bringing the love back to circulate through your own energy field, if you want to put it into energy terms. Right. I see things that way in everything because that's very much my main focus is the energy behind everything. And in yoga, when you're combining that with that meditation and you are connecting and going within a little bit more, you're bringing a lot of healing energy, a lot of love into your environment, your energy field. And that's what I see as causing, or not causing, as the result, you find that a lot of aches and pains and discomforts physically start to ease.
No, you find that even if you spend four minutes in one posture or 4 minutes doing the posture over and over again, you'll feel opened up and cleared and excited about what you've just accomplished.
Yeah, well, it does clear your chakra centers. which is, you know, the energy of that. And then you're going through and just holding these poses and just gently, it takes a lot of tension out of the body. I mean, your body is just responding to the energy or the mindset or where you are, you know, the tensions or the stresses, whatever. So this just really helps you release it in a very gentle and calm way. It's really, really beautiful. Do you teach the meditation skills and the breathing skills along with the yoga, or is it separate?
Oh, most of the time it's taught during the class. The breathing techniques are taught, and the meditation is involved or brought in with the class. I do and have done individual meditation sessions with people and breathing sessions, but I try to tie it all in during the hour that I have them with me.
Right. Right. And if you're not right in the local vicinity, the book is walking you through it very beautifully. Again, this book is it's loaded with pictures of all the poses of real people, including Daya, I see. Mm-hmm. It looks like Daya is going through there a few times. And everybody, it's everyday real people. So you feel really connected to this. It's all through the book, and you can find the book at amberbooks.com, amberbooks.com. If you want to learn a little bit more about Daya and what she's doing, it's at padaran.com, padaran.com. Is that right?
Yes.
And you also had a phone number, 386-532-5308, if you want to call and get any information.
Yes.
What would you say is the biggest thing that you have learned in teaching it? Now, you learn a lot when you're, you know, going through learning yourself, but, you know, I know that you've experienced it just like I have as a spiritual teacher. The things that we learn teaching is beyond, I don't even know how to describe. What would you say is one of the biggest things your students have taught you?
I'm still here.
It's okay. Did I throw you off with that question? It's like a big question.
I just want to, it's a real deep question. Golly. Well, just for example, the accomplishments, how they feel, how the students feel with their own accomplishments is inspiring to me. I don't know that I learn anything, but it's inspiring to me to see the light bulb go off in their eyes when they've done something and they haven't done it before and they've worked on it and worked on it for months. So I feel very blessed. Mm-hmm. I guess that's the way I want to go with the answer.
That's
the feeling of being very blessed by each accomplishment. And one lady had suffered with female problems, cramps and things like that, and through it would affect her spine. But when I teach, I show people and I tell people and I demonstrate how the breath relaxes the muscles around the hips, around the pelvic area, and so that the pelvic area, the muscles just open up more when you breathe and relax. And so when I see them come and tell me months later how they don't even think about female problems anymore because they don't have them, or if they have spinal problems, or you've had surgery and, you know, the doctor says, well, you can do yoga if you want to, but I don't think I would if I were you. And then they listen to their inner self tell them, try it, and they find out what a blessing that it is for them, and they move from having, like, to say, my backache. It is no longer my backache anymore because they've dropped that mentality. So it makes me feel really blessed, Jen, to see that going on.
And that is absolutely a beautiful thing, to see that excitement in someone else as they're lifting, you know, lifting themselves, you know, doing it.
Yeah.
I mean, really choosing to go forward in their journey is a beautiful thing to it's always an honor to share that with another. I mean, just to feel that you were able to witness it, you know, at times. I know I feel that way. Absolutely. We're going to take a short break. And when we come back, we're going to, I would love for you to share a little bit more about your center and what you're doing on Saturdays with those free classes and how people can get in on that if they'd like to, or the Yoga for Vets. You're listening to The Jen Royster Show. I'm Dr. Jen with my guest today, Reverend Dea Devi Doolin, about yoga, meditation, and spiritual growth. We'll be right back after the break.
Ain't no sunshine when she's gone. It's not warm when she's away. Ain't no sunshine when she's gone. And she's always gone too long. Anytime she goes away.
Called the Oprah of radio by her listeners, award-winning host Dr. Pat Basile is blowing the doors off of traditional talk radio. Get ready for an energizing delivery and powerful interviews with leaders in the field of human potential. Dr. Pat's fresh, new perspective on living life full out has catapulted her show to the top of talk radio. Tune in and Dr. Pat will help you thrive instead of merely survive. Visit thedrpatshow.com. That's thedrpatshow.com for listening times in your area.
Are you ready to move past limiting beliefs and unconscious obstacles that are holding you back from financial prosperity? Do you want to be free from debt and that feeling of being disempowered? Mary Jane Allen is a financial healer and joy creation specialist who uses her unique set of tools included in her financial healing process to help her clients move past those beliefs and fears. For more information and to contact Mary Jane, visit her website, manifestyourlifedream.com, and begin your financial healing process today.
Holistic Medical Center is where you find it all. A healthy space with doctors who care, see, and listen to the whole you. Hi, this is Dr. Darvish. If you have not found an answer to your chronic symptoms, you will find answers here at Holistic Medical Center. Our doctors find the root cause of your symptoms and guide your body towards healing naturally. We transform lives from within. Visit drdarvish.com or call 425-451-0404.
Hi, everyone. This is Dr. Pat. I am super excited about the Women of Wisdom Fall Harvest Festival coming in October. For those of you out there, if you're a healer, vendor, reader, or earth-friendly educational group seeking to participate in this fall event, well, you get to reserve your space now. Apply by September 15th for the Women of Wisdom Fall Harvest Festival. To participate in this event, email wow@womenofwisdom.org. All right, everybody, we'll see you there.
Tune in to The Jen Royster Show, intuitive guidance to inspire your life. Each Thursday at 8 a.m. Pacific and 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This amazing show is an inspirational hour that will take you on an epic metaphysical journey to discover the spiritual approach to life's greatest challenges. Dr. Jen is an internationally known intuitive counselor, spiritual teacher, and energy healer. Call in for intuitive readings and visit JenRoyster.com for more information.
Would you like to be a question with anything that comes up in your body or mind? Would you like to become totally aware and begin to function as the conscious being you truly are? Join Access Certified Facilitator Glenna Rice every month for a live teleclass where you can ask all of your questions and learn to create change in any aspect of your life. Visit GlennaRice.com today to learn more and don't miss the next call. Join the questionable conversation today at GlennaRice.com.
And we are back. I'm Dr. Jen with my guest today, Reverend Dea Devi Doolin. And I'm saying your name probably 12 different ways, but bear with me. You're so generous with that. Gosh, I know I do that all the time. And people do it with my name, too. We're talking about yoga, meditation, and spiritual growth. And her book is actually titled Yoga, Meditation, and Spiritual Growth for the African American Community. That's the full title of the book. But really, it's for everybody. I didn't feel like unwelcome when I was looking at this book, and I don't think I qualify for the African-American section part of it. But you know what? You do, because it's really for everybody. But she has a beautiful, beautiful book here. And, you know, but when we were in break, you were sharing a couple of things that I really wanted you to share on the air. For one, the average age of your students that come to your center. What did you say they were?
Okay. The average age is from 42, 45 to 72, 75. And they don't allow age to stop them from doing what they know they can do, because they're learning mm-hmm. that they're the master of their bodies. And I was saying that when, if they have to stop coming for a week or two because of job duties or responsibilities, or they have to go out of town, when they get back here, they're just so into being here, because mm-hmm. It's a place for them to get grounded, regrounded, and settled into what they know they should be doing. And it mm-hmm. takes them away also from being concerned and worried about things outside of their control.
Mm-hmm.
That's
absolutely
what yoga helps you to do. Helps you to get centered, and you realize, well, what is important? What can I control? What can I do? I can keep myself in peace, because I choose to. Things around me can go haywire, but if I'm not grounded, then I'm not happy.
Mm-hmm.
So they reconnect with those thoughts.
That's, yes, it really does bring you back into your peacefulness.
Mm-hmm.
It's peace. Yeah. Peacefulness is probably the best word that I can come up with, is the way I feel when I do yoga. It's just the peacefulness that it brings me. Just calms the whole body down. And like I said, it's very connected. If you want to look at it from the, you know, nervous system section, but it's really connecting and combining the spirit and the body to work together harmoniously, to me. That's what I've always gotten out of it. And it's something that you can start at a very simple level. Would you recommend the Hatha if they wanted to find a center near them, say, wherever they live? Because this is a show that's heard around the world, so some of them aren't going to be right in Florida. But, mm-hmm. you know, the book is laid out with all the pictures that she has, her book. That is a wonderful book. I highly recommend you go and check it out. But would you say Hatha would be the one to look for if they are starting out new, or if they're concerned about limitations? Or
yes, I would, because and I would look if I would inquire if it's gentle Hatha yoga, because it can get to be intermediate, can get to be more advanced with the postures, and so, staying in the postures longer, the asanas longer.
Okay.
So gentle Hatha yoga is the label that I use, and I stick to it.
Mm-hmm. Well, I believe you. You trained 4 years with a yogi
mm-hmm.
that knew it, right?
Yes,
you did.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, you have some experience that can back up what you're saying. Absolutely. So you're looking for a gentle approach. I've even seen it labeled around in my area. You know, yoga. You know. I mean, they even have it separated off sometimes for seniors, but not even just seniors. You may be 30, 20 years old and you have a limitation. So mm-hmm. that's why I wanted to put that out there. You're looking for something that's a very gentle. It may even be labeled beginner. So what? I've even seen it for back pain. I've seen a little bit of all these different descriptions.
Uh-huh.
Just do your homework and read the details and ask your questions. Her book, though, if you get her book and you look through this book, really, seriously, if this is something you want to look at to see if it can, you know, will help you, and I really feel that it would, just about anybody, this book will help you know what you're wanting to look for if you do want to join a class somewhere.
Yes.
Absolutely. I mean, you'll know what you want to go and ask, or take the book with you and say, this is what I want to do. And they're going to go, what? You know? You're going to get all these calls for speaking engagements in all these yoga centers. I mean, it's really wonderful. And before we wrap the show up, could you share what you're doing on the Saturdays for the PTSD or the Yoga for Vets or the abused women. Can you share what you're doing with that at your center? Because I thought that was so beautiful.
Yes. The first Saturday of each month is dedicated to opening our center for teaching vets or teaching post-traumatic stress syndrome vets or abused women. I was an abused woman myself years ago. I got stronger as a result of getting out of that situation. Mm-hmm. So it looks like my roots have brought me back to helping others know that they don't have to be in that situation. Mm-hmm. And yoga takes the stress out of, you know, if you're in a shelter, it takes the stress away, and especially if you have kids. So once a month, for an hour, people can call and sign up. It's recommended that you call first, because I do events outside of the center, and it may not be here, but and no one else would be here either. So
there's that closed lock building again.
Yes. Yeah. So, pardon me, but
yeah, do call and check to see if they're open for that particular weekend, because she does do a lot of things, and she's speaking and doing events in a lot of different places. And that number again, let's give that number out again.
Okay, 386-532-5308, and just ask for Daya. Yeah,
absolutely, Daya. And the website is, can you give out the website, the two websites again, if they're looking for the book and more information?
www.amberbooks, spelled out, .com, and Padaran is padaran.com.
And so quickly, and quickly before we go off the air, you have a giveaway for the first 25 responses. What is that?
Yes, for those who purchase a book, I will send a lovely gift of an incense sampler. It's one that I've used for years, and it just changes the vibration of the center, changes you, lifts you up, and it's just a great vibrational fragrance to be involved in yoga. So I will send out.
And that's to the first 25 that respond. The book, you can look amberbooks.com. I believe it's also on amazon.com if you want to look over there. This is a great book to check out. I want to thank you for being with us today. Very much, Daya. Yeah. It was my pleasure to share your love that you share with the world with my listeners. So thank you for being here. Okay. For everyone that wants to learn a little bit more our upcoming shows or a little bit more about what we're doing, head on over to jenroyster.com, JenRoyster.com. Yeah. I want to say love to every one of you, and we will be here next week. Namaste.
Namaste, yes.
You've been listening to The Jen Royster Show, intuitive guidance to inspire your life. Remember to tune in each Thursday at 8 a.m. Pacific and 11 a.m. Eastern Time on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Dr. Jen Royster is an internationally known intuitive counselor, spiritual teacher, and energy healer. Imagine having the ability to use your innate positive energy to dissolve the stuckness in your life, whether it's emotional, physical, or spiritual, through this incredible dynamic show. If you've missed any part of this show or any other show, visit www.jenroyster.com and transformationtalkradio.com.
Hi, this is Victoria Cohen, psychotherapist and soul coach here in Seattle. I'm giving a workshop called Thank Goodness for Gratitude at East West Bookshop, September 21st from 1 to 4. Gratitude works its magic as an antidote to challenging emotions, offering us an uplifting alternative to fear, anger, resentment, envy, regret, and depression.
Call to register for the event at 206-523-3726 or online at eastwestbookshop.com.
Heliosophy, sun wisdom for the crystal age. Learn how humanity can align with a solar stream of wisdom coming from the central sun and assist our gradual awakening. Discover how you can accelerate the dawning of a new solar worldview. Get a wider paradigm and prepare yourself for new levels of your own awakening. at MERU University, 2 days online, August 31st and September 7th. Heliosophie, Sun Wisdom for the Crystal Age. Register at meruuniversity.org.
Tired of traditional talk? People pontificating about this or that, the left or the right. Sometimes the truth is just all lost in the noise. Tune in each week to Straight Talk with Chuck Gallagher on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Mondays at 2 p.m. Pacific, 5 p.m. Eastern, as nationally known guests talk about what's important to you, your life, your concerns, and your success. Tune in and turn on to Straight Talk with Chuck Gallagher. Visit ChuckGallagher.com for more information.
Hi, everyone. This is Dr. Pat. I am super excited about the Women of Wisdom Fall Harvest Festival coming in October. For those of you out there, if you're a healer, vendor, reader, or earth-friendly educational group seeking to participate in this fall event, well, you get to reserve your space now. Apply by September 15th for the Women of Wisdom Fall Harvest Festival. To participate in this event, email wow@womenofwisdom.org. All right, everybody, we'll see you there.
Tune in to The Jen Royster Show, intuitive guidance to inspire your life. Each Thursday at 8 a.m. Pacific and 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This amazing show is an inspirational hour that will take you on an epic metaphysical journey to discover the spiritual approach to life's greatest challenges. Dr. Jen is an internationally known intuitive counselor, spiritual teacher, and energy healer. Call in for intuitive readings and visit JenRoyster.com for more information.
Wondering how to play the game of life and actually win? Stop wondering and start winning the game of life with the unique, incomparable Lynn Brown. Lynn takes everyday aspects of life and infuses them with the magic of soul and passion to help others. She wants to help you next. Lynn offers a myriad of spiritual healing, from chakra clearing, aura healing, to even corporate and business readings. Bring your game face and visit letter R, letter U, Intuit.com or call 844 letter B, Intuit.
Tired of traditional talk? People pontificating about this or that, the left or the right. Sometimes the truth is just all lost in the noise. Tune in each week to Straight Talk with Chuck Gallagher on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Mondays at 2 p.m. Pacific, 5 p.m. Eastern, as nationally known guests talk about what's important to you, your life, your concerns, and your success. Tune in and turn on to Straight Talk with Chuck Gallagher. Visit ChuckGallagher.com for more information.
When you drive over the bridge into Pawcatuck or right before you enter Westerly, take a look down Cogswell Street. Capizano's Olive Oil and Vinegars is now open. Owners Steve and Suzanne Capizano invite you to their grand opening celebration. Friday, September 5th from 4 till 7. It's just what the area needed. The official ribbon cutting is 4:30 and WBLQ will even be broadcasting live. While you're there, you'll learn about the art and science of creating extra virgin olive oils. Enjoy tastings accompanied with crusty bread, fruit, cheeses, and more. There will even be all kinds of giveaways. Capizano's Olive Oil and Vinegars, Cogswell Street, next to Bessie and in downtown Pawcatuck. Remember, the grand opening celebration is Friday, September 5th from 4 till 7 with the official ribbon cutting at 4:30. That's Capizano's Olive Oil and Vinegars, Cogswell Street, Pawcatuck.
Hi, everyone. This is Dr. Pat. I am super excited about the Women of Wisdom Fall Harvest Festival coming in October. For those of you out there, if you're a healer, vendor, reader, or earth-friendly educational group seeking to participate in this fall event, well, you get to reserve your space now. Apply by September 15th for the Women of Wisdom Fall Harvest Festival. To participate in this event, email wow@womenofwisdom.org. All right, everybody, we'll see you there.
You're invited to the most anticipated live family event of the year. Disney on Ice presents Frozen, presented by Yo Kids Organic Yogurt. Experience the debut of Anna, Elsa, and Olaf live on ice.
Do you want to build a snowman?
Sing along to the songs that you love. And see Mickey, Minnie, Rapunzel, Nemo, Dory, Woody, Buzz, and more. Live in your hometown.
Disney on Ice presents Frozen, playing Dunkin' Donuts Center Providence, September 10th through 14th. Visit the box office or Ticketmaster.com for tickets.
When When it comes to children, maternity, and bridal wear, it can't only be good, it has to be practically perfect. There's only one place for thrifty shoppers. Practically Perfect Consignments in the Spindrift Village on Route 1 in Westerly has an incredible selection of clothing for children of all ages and sizes, and the quality is like new. And yes, they take items for consigning. Owned by mother and daughter Denise and Rachel, Practically Perfect welcomes everyone. Conveniently located at 271 Post Road in Westerly, Rhode Island. And on the web, practicallyperfectconsignments.com.